welcome to Cover to Cover Book Meet. I'm your host, Roger Nichols. Every month, it seems, we hear some giant company or government agency announcing their system's been hacked and sensitive data stolen or destroyed. Our guest today has 35 years of experience in the field of cybersecurity. 15 years ago, Samuel Sagery founded Cyber Defense Agency, specializing in cybersecurity, computer network defense, and information security. And boy, do they have an account list. We're talking U.S. Navy, Air Force, NASA, DARPA, Offices of the Secretary of Defense, Homeland Security, and he's been on every one of the alphabet news agencies, including New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, etc. We're very pleased to have him with us this morning. I should just have you interview yourself. I bet you're really used to it by now.
Yes, well, I prefer you do it, but we can.
Okay. Hey, before we get started on the book, I'm really curious about some personal background. Were you always going to be a computer guy?
No. I actually started out life, always a scientist, so I was interested in biology, but quickly physics and engineering became my stronger interest.
So, and I'm curious always about this changing steps. When you decided to take the leap and set up your own company, was it scary or is it just like the next step?
It's always scary for entrepreneurs, but in my case, I had already clients who I had polled who said, you know, if I leave this other institution, are you interested? And so I kind of had clients lined up that would follow me in, which makes it a little bit safer.
And why did you decide to take the step and a lot of work to put this together to pass your knowledge on to a wider audience?
The step of writing the book and the step of the company, both really. I think being an individual, even being a company, I can only reach so many people per day or per month. And so a book is a way of reaching millions of people, or certainly hundreds of thousands of people, because the defense of systems is hard, and it really requires a lot of understanding that's not really well, not out there very well. And so the book is trying to reach out to all the cybersecurity professionals and the people who are coming up through the schools so that they really deeply understand this topic so they can stand on the shoulders of people who have worked this problem before.
You know, I just as a side, I love the fact you dedicated the book to your amazing son, Andrew. That's class as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you.
And you describe it as being designed for system engineers and IT professionals, but even those of us who are hopeless nerds get some joy out of watching just how clearly this is laid out. How long did it take you to put this together?
About a year. And I really appreciate that comment because I tried to write a book on a very complicated topic in English as opposed to, you know, gibberish and jargon. And so, you know, I've had a number of people who aren't IT geeks, you know, economists and lawyers read it and say, you know, I actually understand this topic for the first time and a lot of its subtleties. So I really tried hard to write a book for everybody, not just the geeks.
Well, and that is certainly appreciated, and I think you're going to be quite successful on that. One of the other things I want to note is that there are multiple kinds of, there's just not one kind of attack. There are all sorts of things, from denial of service to extortion by threatening to destroy data to stealing the data, and you have to defend against all of them.
That's right, and one of the things that I try to help people understand is what we call the breadth of the attack space, right? So if you understand one or two attacks, then it's good, and yeah, you can defend against that. But if you understand the entire variety of different clever ways that attackers can attack, you're much, much better positioned to understand how to defend them.
Right, and part of the, I think, as you mentioned, the first thing is to understand when you are attacked, to be able to detect that.
Absolutely, right. So that's what's called intrusion detection. And so, am I under attack? Sounds like an easy question, but there are a lot of things, odd things that happen in systems that are just odd things because there's a software glitch or there's a network glitch, and it seems odd. So a lot of times people think they're under attack when they're not. And so distinguishing what's called an anomalous event, something unusual happening in your system, from a real attack is actually a hard problem.
Yeah, and you get some, I think, really down-to-earth, straightforward, look, here's what you do situations about. I think that's what's different about this and other books that I've seen, similar subjects, is that, again, you're writing this at a level that people can go, okay, the only criticism I have, you need to make it one of those books you can hold open, you know, with a spiral bound edge on it. That's going to be a lot.
Great advice. We'll think about that for the second edition.
Okay. So we should ask just some general terms for our listening audience. Where do you start? How do you prepare yourself personally for this?
For understanding cyberspace, I think the first thing to do is to understand how to think like a hacker. And it sounds odd, right? But if you want to defend a building against the thief, you need to think like a thief thinks, right? So they don't come through the front door, right? They come through a back window. They find the easiest place to get into a system. So, you know, one of the first things to understand is that attackers succeed by turning doorknobs and seeing which doorknob opens, right? Because some people leave their houses open, right? And so, you know, you don't want to be the neighbor that has the house door open. And so there's a lot of what are called, you know, vulnerabilities with known patches, meaning fixes that are out there that the vendors who have the systems have published. You don't want to be the person that didn't download that and put it on your system. It's like leaving your door open in a bad neighborhood. It's unwise.
Yeah, and believe me, that those patches come, what do they call it, Patch Tuesday over Microsoft, I think.
Yes, exactly. And you know, so throwing the lock on your door doesn't cost you a lot of money. Downloading these patches and installing them is not expensive. You just have to have the discipline to do it, right, on Download Tuesday or, you know, whatever day that you pick. But the longer you wait to do those patches, the more vulnerable you are, and you're the guy, right, who just his house was easier to attack than your neighbors.
Right, and anything could happen. They could drop malware in there. They could track your movements and suck all your data out of it, or hold it for ransom, which I guess is increasingly happening around the country.
Right, or in even worse, right, they can hack into the cameras that are in your house and just watch you all day, right? I mean, with home automation that we've got now, you know, people can unlock doors, they can change your thermostat, or they can watch you. So having somebody come in the first time, they can do all sorts of things against you personally or against the company.
And yeah, as you point out, the Internet of Things is giving more opportunities, more potential vulnerabilities for them to come through, more surfaces to attack, I guess.
Exactly. And the Internet of Things is going to start extending into us, right, our clothing or even implants into us. And so the intrusion is going to start to get more and more personal, right? I mean, there's already been cases of people who have shown how to hack pacemakers, right? That's scary, right? And so people can actually die in a case like that.
It is scary stuff indeed. So one of the questions they said along I thought was fascinating is what's not being done in designing security, cybersecurity sound systems?
Well, I mean, so today I think it's a whack-a-mole game, and people, you know, there's great firewall companies out there that repel a large number of attacks, and people should have good firewalls. There's some good antivirus stuff out there, and we should do that. But what's not being done is kind of having a systematic approach to looking at the entire attack space and figuring out how to use all of those things that are out there and sort of orchestrate them and put them together in a way, sort of like a Tinker Toys, how to put the cabin together such that it's strong and not weak, and looking at the system as a whole. And that's what my book is trying to address is, yeah, you know how to install a firewall. Yeah, you know how to put antivirus. But how do you defend against the entire spectrum of attacks systematically? And that's what the book is about.
And absolutely, and delightfully so. And I speak as somebody whose wife has a PhD in systems science. So I get the systems thing at home a lot, so I'm very pleased to see that out there. We really have to run out of time because we've got to go, but I really want to thank you for putting this together. Sami Sajari has just a wonderful book. It's called Engineering Trustworthy Systems. Highly recommend it. If you have a computer or know somebody who does, they probably need one of these. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.